Bikurim per Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Hakroivim mevin hata'enim v'anovim. So those that were closer to Yerushalayim would bring fresh figs and grapes. V'arechoikim mevin groigros v'tzimukin. But those who were further away would bring dried figs and raisins, because the reason is because since it was further away, they wouldn't be able to last. The fresh ones wouldn't be able to last, so they brought the dried out fruits. V'hashor hoylich lefneihem. And an ox would go in front of it. This ox, the Rav says, would actually be brought as a carbon shlomen, because bikurim need a carbon. V'karnov mitzupois zav, and the horns of this shore were covered in gold. V'ateres shel zayis berosho, and they would have a crown of olives on its head. Now, why dafka olives? So the Rav explains. The first, he says, olives were the most beautiful fruit to adorn with on top. Also, those that say, the Rav explains that it's written right next to the word Eretz. It's the closest fruit written to the word Eretz, because it says Eretz Zeischem Udvash. Hecholil makel ufneim. So they would play the flute in front of them. Achim higiim karav liushalayim, until they got close to Yerushalayim. Higiim karav liushalayim. Once they got close to Yerushalayim, shochul ufneim, they would send out people in front of them. They'd send out messengers to tell the people of Yerushalayim that they were coming. V'itchues bukureim. And then they would take, out of all the fruits that they would have, they would take the choicest fruits and put them all the way on top. So if on top they had like more dried out fruits and they had better fruits underneath, they would take the ones underneath and put it right on top, because of Zek Keli Vanveyu. The Mishnah Shon explains, because the whole way that they were going, usually the fruits would be on a wagon. It wouldn't be carrying them the whole way. And then at this point in time, they'd actually have to start picking up the basket of the Bikurim with their own hands out in the open. So now we focus on those that are coming from Eretz Yisrael. Hapachos, which are the supervisors of the Kohanim. Hasagonim, the Tosfos Yontif explains, these are the heads, the deputies of the Leviim. Vagizbarim, and these are the treasurers of Hektish. Yotzim lekrosim, they'd go out to greet them. Lefichvayt hanichnosim hayotzim. So according to the amount of people, the Rav explains, that were entering, that's how many of these choshev people of Yerushalayim would go out to greet them. V'chol bali umanios sheb Yerushalayim oimdim lefneihem. All the craftsmen and all the people who were working in Yerushalayim would stand up in front of them, v'sharlim b'shloimim, and they would greet them with shalom, achenu anshei amakum ploini basam l'shalom. That even though we know that a tradesman is not chayv to stand in front of a talmud chacham while they're oisik in their melacha, that they shouldn't be mevata from their melacha, this is different, because at the time a mitzvah is being done, chaviva mitzvah b'shaito, when there's a mitzvah being performed in front of them, like the bringing of bikurim, or a noise mita lo aleinu, or when they would bring a bris milo, the baby for a bris milo in front of them, then they would all stop because of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Mashayintin k'tam chacham, there's no mitzvah coming in front of you. It's just a chiyuv of kavod to you that you're supposed to be mechab b'torah, and those that learn it, there you didn't do it. There was no chiyuv to do it.